Yeah.
Well, let's see the procedure as Lonnie has written it before we make decisions on that. Maybe there's a procedure that the stations are not complying with, or maybe there is no procedure. So before we can tackle where specifically the problem is, can we ask Lonnie to come up with that procedure that they mentioned at WBAI?
Sure. But I think it would be great, too, though, before that, too, not to dwell on it too much, but for everyone to think about the events that they've participated in and what they see as a good control mechanism, even the slightest, that could be incorporated, even if something is written, that they, again, may be out of the procedure that if there is one written, that we can address. Because, again, like we've said, each event is different, and like we said, one person at the event collecting money is not just from staff may not be good enough.
Well, yesterday we had our crafts fair.
Uh-huh.
And the money was collected by staff. There were three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this, we seem to have three of them collecting the money. So
everything was verified by three people at a time. That's great.
Well, we had three people sitting at a desk, all paid employees, if I'm not mistaken, of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we handled it. I would imagine that at the end of the day, they huddled together, they counted the money, and the money was passed on to the powers that be.
So three people signed off on it.
Or something like that. Yes.
Here's the issue for me, is that I could easily see, first of all, being paid or unpaid is not my concern. Having volunteers is fine by me. The issue that concerns me is there's a lot of cash, at least around KPFK, that floats around without receipts. You know, big events, people are just paying in cash and they're not getting receipts. And so that's where, you know, the whole thing falls down. Whether those people would be staff or volunteers is the big issue.
I mean, you just said. I mean, as far as the good internal control, I mean, that's an excellent way of having some control there, as to give a person a receipt. I mean, if you have a book and you have to write down the money that was received and rip out a carbon of that to give to somebody, or the original, there is a log of what has been received. And again, that if it is altered, is, you know, they're in numerical order, they're numbered, and you give them to everyone that pays at the door. I mean, it may take some time, but at least you have some control as to what was received, and the person buying the ticket has a receipt.
Carry on.
Point of information.
Yeah.
This is TC. The receipt that you give them at the door for a cash event, that would also be considered as tax deductible to the member, wouldn't it?
If the event, again, for instance, how much you get back from the event, they provide some food or whatever. You know, there's sometimes if you pay $100, they say, well, $25 is not tax deductible, so the rest is, or something like that.
No, I mean that the regular donation requested at the door.
Yes.
The public would receive a receipt that would certify their donation at the door as tax deductible.
Correct. And that way they would have something if they gave cash.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you.
So
can I say something? This is Max. I can't go on for much longer. Aren't we getting bogged down here in details that need to be sorted out somewhere else?
Thank you, Max, for letting us control here. This is Teresa. I'm going to say what we want now is we would like Ben to ask Lonnie if there is some procedure for accepting money at these events and get back with us. Let's say, do you think you can do this maybe by January 3rd also?
Oh, yeah, easy.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Do we have any other questions for Ben? Okay, item number 6 is variances of audits over the last 15 years. And I'm a little bit disappointed that Berthold was not here. I know that various committee members are going over these audits. Do we want to discuss, is there anything in particular about the variances of, this is, the only reason I put this on the agenda is because Lonnie suggested in our last meeting, I believe, that this might be something we wanted to discuss. Do you want more time to look over those 15 years of audits before we discuss this?
move the agenda and put it on the next meeting.
Okay,
agenda.
Next meeting.
Okay.
Okay, the next item is investment. And I've done something very general. I think this is something that concerns Ambrose, and so you probably won't like what I've written, but I just put something together. Resolve that the ED and CFO, I'm sorry, develop and present to the PNB Finance Committee investment guidelines and policies for use of a foundation investment and cash management funds and operating reserves.
If you make that a motion, I'll second it.
I'll make that a motion. Is that okay? I'll make that an emotion.
Second.
Okay.
All right. Could you email that to me right away?
I will. Are you sure, Ambrose, that the wording is okay to you?
Sure, because all I'm concerned about is that we begin to leverage the money that is given to us by listeners.
Okay.
This is Marnie. I just jumped on briefly, and I thought that Lonnie said he needed help, like with an investment committee, because he really can't make the recommendation. So haven't we just put the monkey back on Lonnie's back, and isn't he trying to get some help?
Well,
oh, did he?
Marnie, I appreciate that. Yes, he did. He did talk about this issue. The question is it up for the is the audit committee the same as an investment committee? I'm doing a resolution to send for them to present something to the finance committee, and I'm not even sure whether that's for this committee to do. But I would like to get this started because I think we have, as we're asking our stations to hold back 1 month's worth of salaries, we have salaries for maybe 150 people for 1 month. We have that in hold, you know, being held somewhere. We also have fund drives, and we might collect like $500,000 at the beginning of a fund drive, and we put it in a bank account where it's not insured because it's over the FDIC limit. And as we get out of the red, we're going to have these excess funds, and I don't know exactly who the committee is or the staff that makes a decision about where we put these funds.
That shouldn't certainly be, that should not be the role of the audit committee. It seems to me that the finance committee should deal with that.
Yeah, I think the audit committee is an appropriate committee to ask the question, like, what is happening with the funds while we're waiting.
Okay.
And
so maybe
the finance committee would be the one that would create an investment committee as a subcommittee or, you know, something like that.
So perhaps it would be better if I rewrote the motion to read something like the audit committee proposes that the PNB Finance Committee review investment guidelines and policies for use of the Foundation for Investment Cash Management and Operating Reserves, something
actually,
like that.
Yeah, actually, it's the responsibility of the PNB itself. I mean, we're responsible as a board to create the entities that protect and leverage the money that we receive.
Ambrose, are you saying that the PNB...
We recommend to the PNB, not the PNB Finance Committee.
Okay. That they do what?
That they form a committee that works with the national office to make certain that we invest and leverage the money we receive from listeners and other sources.
That's how you want it worded, Ambrose?
Yes, I would. Yeah.
Okay.
I second that. That sounds like we're on the right track.
Well, we did have a motion on the floor. I made the motion and Ambrose seconded it.
Have you emailed that to me yet?
That was a friendly amendment.
Point of order. Has the chair emailed me the
No,
motion
I have
yet?
Not.
No? Oh.
Sorry, that's my dog.
Okay. All right.
Then we need it read because I do not have it.
Yes, friendly amendment that says the PNB instead of the PNB Finance.
Yeah, we don't have the first part of the, we don't have the first bit of motion. So.
All right. I'm going to.
Jan, I have to sign off. Goodbye, everybody. Sorry.
Right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, I want to hurry up and do this before we lose too many people. The motion is that the PNB form a committee that works with national staff, forming investment guidelines and policies form investment policies and
guidelines and procedures
to invest and leverage money received from our listeners. Okay.
And isn't that like a treasury function? I'm so maybe it's kind of like a treasury function in a way.
Right. What I have so far is the PNB form a committee that works with the national staff, forming investment guidelines and procedures too.
Forming investment policies and procedures to invest and leverage money received from listeners. Okay. That's the way I phrased it, and that's the way Ambrose seconded it. Do we have any other discussion?
All right, let me read.
Okay.
Policies and procedures, you wanted.
That the PNB form a committee that works with national staff for investment policies and procedures to invest and leverage money received from has the word invest twice in it, or investment and then investment policies and procedures. Investment and then the word invest. Okay. Is there any other discussion?
I sounded like it needed some work, but I didn't get it all.
Did it be read?
I beg your indulgence. Do you want to read it one more time?
What I have is the PNB form a committee that works with national staff forming investment policies and procedures to invest and leverage money received from listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not perfect, but I think that's the way we're going to go with it. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Okay. Hearing no opposition, the motion passes. Next thing on the agenda is to set our next meeting. Does anyone have any recommendations? Do you want
to be more useful to see who is not available within the next window? Do we meet monthly?
I'm thinking maybe we ought to try for approximately 1 month from now.
Mm-hmm.
What is today?
Today's the 13th. Monday.
Subsequent to the 3rd of January.
I would say the second Monday is a good target.
Mm-hmm.
But then aren't we facing likely changes in the composition of the committee?
Yes, yes.
Given the changes that are happening on the station boards?
I would like to consider that we go with Monday the 21st or Monday the 31st of January. I know that this committee will change, but if they don't, you know, if they try, they're not going to hold a meeting unless they try, and I think if we help them by scheduling it, then they can just do their best to meet on that day.
The 31st would be fine with me.
Okay. Does anyone have any opposition to the 31st of January? Okay. January 31st.
All right, let's make that a motion and we'll throw it in.
I'm sorry?
I move that the next meeting of this committee be on Monday, January 31st at 7:30 p.m.
Second.
7:30 Eastern Standard Time. And who is that speaking?
That's R. Paul.
That's R. Paul. Okay, thank you, R. Paul.
I second it.
And thank you, Ambrose. All right, do we have any opposition to setting it on that date? Hearing none. Do we have a proposal to adjourn this meeting?
So move.
Ambrose.
Second.
Ambrose proposes and TC seconds. Do we have any opposition to adjourning? All right. I love you all.
Have a great holiday now.
Ambrose, can I ask you a few quick questions?
I'll talk to you next
course.
Year.
Okay.
Thank you.